In the name of God, the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Amen. Well, you've been following along in the lectionary for the past few weeks. We're reading Acts for our first lesson. Now, Acts is a book written by the same writer as the Gospel of Luke. And the lead theme in Luke's Gospel is hospitality. And we see this in Acts as well. Our account for today is part of a continuing account of Paul and Silas, who went to Philippi. Now, Philippi is actually in Europe. It's the first mission to Europe. It was a Roman colony founded in about 42-43 BC by veterans, Roman military veterans. So it's a very Roman city. Last week, we heard about Lydia, who was not from Philippi, but she was a dealer in purple cloth, something only the wealthy could afford. She was from an area in Asia where they know how to make that dye out of snail shells. They boil them in big lead vats for days and get this purple dye that's so expensive that only the Roman emperor can afford to be dressed entirely in purple. Lesser folks who are not quite that well off can have stripes of purple, but it's real expensive. So, she was wealthy enough because she had to afford her own stock, but she was a foreigner. She was also foreign in that she was a God-fearer. She was one of these people who worshiped the one God, the same God the Jews worship. She wasn't a Jew, but she followed along with them. She heard Paul and Silas preach because they turned up at the river where she and her household were praying. They didn't have synagogue because Philippi, as I mentioned, was a very Roman town. And Lydia is baptized, and immediately she takes Paul and Silas into her own home. Now remember, originally, the church, the ecclesia, is the people, not the building. It started out in homes. So Lydia founded the first church in Europe. This week, we hear about somebody different, another woman, which is unusual. A slave girl who had a spirit of divination. The spirit causes her to follow Paul around, rather annoyingly, and say that they are followers of the Most High God, servants of the Most High God, which no Christian or Jew would object to that statement. And then she says, it's a bit of a diss, because she says, they will give to us, the Philippians, a way of salvation. But there are others. So maybe that's what annoyed Paul. We don't know. Paul doesn't even ask that. He gets annoyed, and he frees her from the spirit of divination. And her owners get upset because their livelihood has been impacted. And they have Paul and Silas arrested, but they don't do it because he deprived them of the livelihood. They do it on xenophobic kind of charges. That, well, he's not very American, well, he's not very Roman. He's not like us. They don't even reveal their economic loss there. So, Paul and Silas are beaten without a trial and imprisoned. And remember, they're Roman citizens, actually. They're Jews. Christians, but they're Roman citizens. People could get in trouble for not following the rules about trial before punishment. But the mob can do this, even to citizens, possibly because they weren't seen as real Romans. But instead of the predictable end of that story, they're in jail, and suddenly there's an earthquake, which instead of crushing them in the middle of the building, frees them and knocks the chains off everybody in prison. They save their jailer by interrupting his attempt to commit suicide because that's what would be expected. The jailer listens to the preach, is baptized, and immediately takes them into his own home. Remember what I said about house church? Now we have two churches in Philippi, neither of them founded by Philippians. Both of them founded by some of the least likely people you might expect. In our gospel today, Jesus prays for those who believe through the word of his followers. People like Paul, who only joined the movement after the resurrection. People like Lydia, the seller, the dealer in purple cloth. People like the jailer. People like us. Jesus says to his father, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I will be in them. On this Sunday last before Pentecost, which is next week, the celebration next week of the visible and public and unmistakable descent of the Holy Spirit, referred to often as the church's birthday. Consider how at Philippi, that church came into being, not entirely through the missionaries, not entirely through Paul and Silas. The church was established through the stranger, the least likely, not as a mere member. They didn't join to be mere members, but they actually joined and were immediately church planters. The retired bishop of Minnesota, James Jelinek, once referred to PLUs as an acronym for people like us. At Philippi, and in many cases elsewhere, the church is not planted by PLUs. The church is planted by the outsider. The church is planted by the people who we would not expect. May we, through the Holy Spirit, proclaim the good news, but also when there's a response, may we allow